104.9 XFM, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington's pressing the buttons.
Yeah.
We're playing some great moments from the last 3 weeks.
And some great records, Steve, from the last 2 weeks.
That's true enough.
Yeah.
We're not actually here today. What are you up to today, Rick?
It's 8 hours earlier, so, this is about 2 o'clock, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's about 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm still in bed, mate. I'm asleep.
Okay.
In me hotel room.
Now, where are you?
We're in LA.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
City of Angels, Rick.
Yeah.
City of Angels.
Yeah, and so that's what we're doing. We're doing stuff like that. That's why we're not here. We're not here next week either. So, next week is the best of this week. Someone's left one of those little things in here. It's brilliant, isn't
it's
it?
It's amazing. What are they called, those things?
I was thinking of being in the front row at a Morrissey concert and going, can I just play along? They are brilliant.
I don't know what kind of sign that is.
I don't know. It's only used for when Kenneth Williams sees someone undressing.
Yeah.
That's the only time that is used, that noise.
Exactly.
That is brilliant.
But it's like it was specially created for the Carry On films.
Yeah, we need, I don't know what it is, but we need something when I walk in and see someone changing. Well, what about this? There is a light that never goes out by the Smiths. I phoned, Carl up in the week, yeah? And, I said, what are you doing? He went, well, even though it's one of my days off, I'm just doing some research on the web. Went, found anything and said, yeah, I'm doing science. And then he said, you can get wigs for dogs in Tokyo. That's his scientific fact.
Yeah.
And I went, what do you mean? Dogs, if they need a wig? I said, if they need a wig, what, dogs going bald? And he went, like, this is fine to him, he went, it's a stressful city, Tokyo. The world's all right with Carl. He's always got an explanation. I've only ever seen him confused once, when, in Edinburgh, he looked out of his window one day and he saw a bloke putting a parking ticket on some rubbish.
Yeah.
And that genuinely confused him.
Yeah.
He couldn't work out, could you?
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
And the woman breastfeeding her 8-year-old child, you didn't like, did you?
I don't like that. But, the what's-her-name, animals with wigs, I kind of thought, after I put the phone down to you, I kind of thought about it, thought, yeah, it's a bit daft, that.
Are you sure it's not the ageing pop group?
No.
The animals?
But when you think, have you ever seen, like, a bald pet?
No.
It's weird.
What do you mean?
Because my mum, we had a cat, we used to get through loads of cats because we lived in a... We lived on like a main road.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
We used to get through a lot of them. And Dad kept
their
saying,
risk.
You know, stop wasting money, you know, it's not
stop wasting money, not wasting cats.
Right, so, anyway, we had this cat that was ill all the time. And,
it's just bag of nerves, probably.
Yeah, Malingra. Yeah, I'm terrified.
I'm going to witch house.
Vroom. Oh, God, bloody hell. Vroom.
Don't let me go to the Pilkingtons.
And for some reason, it kept being sick all the time.
Right? Yeah, that is nerves. That's definitely nerves.
So, my mum kind of thought, oh, I've had enough of this, and she shaved it.
Whoa. Now I know you're not vets in your family, but what correlation did your mum think there was between it being sick and shaving it?
Because it kept being sick and it was a pain to wash because it kept getting
caught up.
She
wanted a dry wipe cat.
So
why didn't she just varnish it? What?
It's weird.
So now he's cold and sick.
No, but not all of it. She left sort of the back half, but sort of from its waist, sort of.
I love that! Shave it because it's sick on itself!
Yeah. And, it was the weirdest looking thing. I mean, normally I like cats. I'm always like giving yours a stroke on the head and that.
Yeah.
But as soon as she did that, it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Poor
can't
thing.
Touch it. And then.
So now it's sick, cold, and hated.
Yeah.
I love. Carl.
It must have, I mean, the other cats must have been taking the mick out of it constantly. You're just making things worse. Did it get, I'm hoping that it got run over and was put out of its misery.
No, I think it got alright, that one. Or is that the, yeah, it did get run over. It did.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, dear.
How many cats do you say you've got through?
I'd say when whilst I was living at home, I mean, it's still on the increase even though I'm not there. So, whilst I was there, probably five.
God.
Oh. Yeah. And were you upset each time or you just got used to it?
It's one of them things, isn't it? Like I've said before, when you first see something, it's a bit of a shock. Do you know what I mean? It's like the Elephant Man or whatever.
Yeah.
First time you see him, it's that sort of, oh, look at that. Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you saw Steve? No, I'm not being funny. Do you remember the first?
Yeah, but I've said this before. It's always, then you get used to how people look and you don't. No, no.
I'm gonna burst. You have to play a record.
No, but.
Because I just see Steve's
face. No, but I got used to it.
Shut up. Shut up.
Well, here we are again, XFM. On a Saturday, just gone 1 o'clock, Steve, if I'm very much mistaken. But we're not here as such, we're away again, gallivanting around. We've got to do the special sort of best of again.
Okay.
Which we did a few weeks ago, so this is the best of the last 3 weeks. which I think is, I mean, I think it's the best 3 weeks we've ever had. But I'd like it condensed into 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, some great music as well in there.
Yeah, there'd be some great music interspersed with fine chat that you've already heard.
Yeah.
Except this bit. This bit's new. We've actually, out of the kindness of our heart, we've come in last week.
Yep, yep.
And we've done a few clips just because we felt a bit guilty about shooting off. Yeah, and
I mean, even now, having heard this link, I'm beginning to wonder if it was worth our time.
Yeah. Well, should we play a classic link?
Let's play, I'd love, what, from the last 3 weeks?
After this, this is Feeder. Yeah, yeah, it's just the way I'm feeling. Well, if you've just tuned in, it's XFM 104.9, you've got that bit right. Ricky Gervais Show, with me, Stephen Merchant.
Hello there.
Carl is actually in a little booth. We're not in the studio, you see, this is pre-recorded, we recorded this last week, because we're away. And it's sort of like the best of. Best of the last 3 weeks, since last time we were away when we put out the best of.
It's a long time since we've had any White Van Carl. For those that don't remember this particular hot feature, we basically asks Carl some of the questions that are asked of a white van driver in the sun. They always have this on Saturday afternoons. Anyway, here's the first one. They're not fascinating, Carl, but I'm just interested on your take, really.
Yeah.
What do you make of Cilla Black quitting Blind Date after her husband sent a message from beyond the grave? Are you familiar with this story?
I didn't know that. What's that?
She went to see a medium, and supposedly her husband passed on information through the medium, which was incredibly vague, but persuaded her to quit live on air.
Well, so that is about time, isn't it? If even dead people are saying, I'm not enough.
Ah!
Oh, but I tell you what, though, talking about ghosts and that, do you know how I'm into them?
Yeah.
Right? How weird do you think this is, right?
Well, it's not true. Before you say it, play a record.
No, go on, go on.
go on.
Right, it's this woman. I don't even know if it's ghost, really, it's just a bit weird.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
There's this woman, and she's... Well, she's not a woman, she's a kid.
Sure.
Okay.
She's walking down, like, a street in her area, it's a nice day and everything, everything's normal. She's walking down, and a woman comes up, cycling past, right? The woman on the bike looks at the kid, absolutely terrified, right? Got a really scary face on her.
Yeah.
The kid's thinking, why is she doing that, right? So anyway, she thinks nothing of it, goes, you know, I think she was playing in the park or whatever, goes and has a nice day. About 15 years later...
Oh, right, yeah.
She's, I don't know, I think she was going to work, right, on a bike.
She's riding her own bike.
Cycling down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Looks at the kid. That's the thing that happened, like, 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
It's her on the bike looking at her as a kid.
Right. Not another child.
No. So right. It's her. She's seen herself. Right,
Carl. I mean, I don't know where to start.
Firstly, where's this information come from?
But, I mean, why do you ever... I mean, I don't know what part of that you think can be true. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. What are you talking about?
Bit weird, though, isn't it?
But it's not true.
It didn't happen. Nothing happened like that.
She said it did.
Well, then she's wrong.
She said she saw herself.
she saw herself as a kid, didn't she?
Did she kind of
and as an adult when she was a kid?
Did she stop and talk to herself, or did she ride on by and think, that's a bit weird, there's me as an 8-year-old. I won't stop, I'll be late for work.
Yeah. If I'm late again, the boss said he'd be in trouble. Yeah.
Well, and where is this information? Did it happen to someone you know?
No.
You overheard it on the bus?
No, it was in, it's in the 14 times.
Ah, right. Well, okay. That's the answer. Good. We've got to the bottom of that.
Right, good.
Carl, let me ask you now, Carl, you will be a little bit unnerved about this. Have you seen the film Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
You know what happened there? Well, according to the sign here, it says scientists are planning to clone mammoths for a theme park. Look at his face, look at that, he looks like a dog caught in the headlights of a car, he's terrified.
I love Carl.
He sprung to attention
Carl.
There.
Is that the best news you could have?
Man moths.
Right.
Yeah, man moths.
I love the fact that that's why he was so excited that they bred a man moth. What is this? Yeah, it's a human being that hides in your wardrobe and eats an entire jacket in a day.
Yeah.
What do you mean man moths? Mammoths. Mammoth. The big hairy cow from the Ice Age. I mean, elephant.
You're not so excited about that, then? You can take or leave bringing back mammoths to life, but a man moth?
A man moth is a different matter. Oh. if we'd have never brought that up, he'd have gone and told someone now.
Yeah.
You know, they've bred an half man, half moth.
This is how things start. This is what we mean when you hear these ghost stories.
Are you slightly deaf? Is that it when you hear these stories? Carl, is
English your first language? Are you actually foreign? Is that the thing?
Yeah.
When we say foreign, we mean
not of this planet.
Yeah. Should we speak slower? Would that be a help to you?
No. Go on. Next
what do you make of that?
Do you think that's good to bring back mammoths? These giant elephants.
They're slow, aren't they? It's not as if they're going to, like, get out and run fast and they can't capture them.
They'd probably be
like
a fence, to be honest, Carl. They'd probably be a fence.
No, but you're asking it as if, like, oh, it could all go wrong, but it couldn't, could it?
Well,
really?
but the point was about Jurassic Park is they thought it wouldn't go wrong. They thought they had it all under control.
Have you learned nothing from Jurassic Park, Carl?
Dinosaurs would say, oh, think about it before you do it. But with a hairy elephant, it's not going
to... Not a concern for you? Would you go along to see him? Would you be interested in it?
If it was in the area.
He's great, isn't he? I'd love a queue.
Nothing impresses him.
No, but what I'd like to do is Carl sitting like Yoda in a little cave, and I'd just like to see people like Tony Blair and, you know, Stephen Hawking in a queue, and they go and say, Carl, got a bit of a problem.
Thinking of cloning a man and a moth. Problem? Not an issue. No, if I'm in the area, I might close down and have a look at it. Otherwise, just don't send it near my clothes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it's just for a second. As the words man moth came into your head, how excited were you? I mean, were you both terrified and excited? Just for the moment when you thought that they'd cloned a man and a moth.
I pictured,
what kind of face did he have? Did he have the moth's head, or was it a man's head?
Just a little head. Little man head.
Right, what was his face? What did it look like?
He was just a bit shocked.
Perplexed, yeah.
he'd been
grafted onto the body of a moth without his consent.
And when he was asleep.
Yeah, he'd woken up.
He just went in for another goiter removed, and they said, we've replaced your goiter with the body of a giant moth.
Yeah.
Is that alright, Mr. Jenkins?
So he had the head of a little boy or a man?
Little man.
Right, okay.
And he's just bumping into a lamp.
He's just bumping into a lamp.
Carl, if you went into hospital, and they'd done something. What's the worst thing they could do, right? What would you rather have done, You wake up and you've got, lobster claws for hands.
Right.
You wake up and you've got duck's feet. Or you wake up and you've got one horn coming out of your head.
The worst thing?
Yeah.
Probably the, the horn coming out of my head.
Why?
Get in the way.
That'd be useful, wouldn't it? In fights and stuff. And, for, like, parties, people would play
points. I suppose the lobster claws would also be quite handy there. Oh, that's a wonderful, wonderful clip, and, a great record that preceded or followed it, I'm not sure. But,
Could I
make some dedications?
Yeah.
Because I, last week, just before we had to come in to record this, I popped out, trying to get onto the tube, and I had a nightmare, because there were millions of protesters, so-called protesters. Now, a lot of them obviously doing good work. There was one fella, I think you'd have appreciated it, because I know you are very politically active. Oh. And I think this guy has really studied hard, and he's realised the best way to make his voice heard on the international political stage is to ride around on a tricycle wearing a jester's hat. Oh. He was really shaking up the bloody
government. I wouldn't want to be George W. Bush about now.
Not indeed.
Once he sees that.
Once he sees that guy.
Imagine his aides rushing in and going, George W., look at this guy. Where's that? That's in London, England. Okay, call off the forces.
Is that a large tricycle?
Yeah.
Is he wearing a nappy?
Get me Colin Powell. Why'd you call him Colin, not Colin? It's the way he likes it. Don't about. Just call off the troops. There's a in the jester's hat. Call the troops off.
Just bleep some of those bits.
XFM 104.9 of a Saturday. Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant.
Hello there.
But we're not here. No, we're away. So this is the best of, and I hope you're enjoying it. We certainly are.
I had some exciting news this week, Carl. You'll be pleased to find out. I'm worried that you might get a little bit jealous, because it's obviously going to impact on your world quite strongly, because I know you think you'd like things to be quite samey. You'd like the status quo to be maintained. You like the fact that in the past, you know, we've had some crosswords. You know, because you've, I remember, what did you think of me when I first walked in? When I first came in on the first day of XFM?
I don't know why you're making a big deal
because I'm just being honest, though.
I'm just being honest about a lot of people who see you for the first time sort of go, well, he's a bit weird.
I know that Steve, that you brought it up, and then you're again.
But I'm sure that wasn't what he said before.
No,
did he say before?
Well, he's
a bit weird.
Yeah, well, he looked at you, and I knew I could see by the look on his face. You know when you know your kid, and your kid's sort of scared of something, and they go, "Why's your kid?" And he goes, "Oh, he doesn't like pigeons or spiders."
Right.
It was like that when I saw Carl, and I brought you in, and I went, "What do you think of that, Carl?" I could see the look on his face that he was disturbed.
Sure.
And then, as he said. You get used to it, don't you?
Yeah, you get used to it. And you have changed a little bit. Your hair's a bit smarter now, and you've got some nicer glasses and that, I think. Or I might have just got used to it.
Whoa! Don't bring it up, Steve. Don't look at me like that.
So you say that you think some other people in the office thought the same? Do you know that for sure?
Carl.
Did you discuss it?
Carl.
Yeah, I think they do, yeah.
Okay, leave it there, then.
But not just in the office, as you walk through the building.
It's worse than you ever thought.
Well, no, it's not worse than I ever thought, because as you well know, Ricky Gervais, what did I do on, Thursday morning?
Oh, is this the thing,
For those, that perhaps are not of the female persuasion listening, there's a magazine, apparently it sells quite well, it's one of the sort of female, you know, kind of, issues magazines. I think it's called Company Magazine. You know, it's like your sort of, I guess it's a bit like your Moore or your Vanity Fair or whatever. Anyway, they run every year. The 50 most eligible bachelors in Great Britain section. Ding dong, hello. Who's in there this year? In the top 50 of the entire country.
And then they vote and they put them in order and see who's the most eligible bachelor.
But that's 50 people, right? It always annoys me slightly because bachelor, it kind of seems like a more sophisticated word for loser.
Yeah,
which always sort of unnerves
me. And also, they try and do a different 50 every year, so they're getting pretty desperate to get different ones.
No, because
a lot of people who are sort of like successful, are married, so there's very little.
There's a huge. I don't know if this is international. It could even be international. I'm not sure actually. So
sure.
I could be up there with the likes of Justin Timberlake, etc. So Fred Durst.
Yeah.
That sort of person, you know. So anyway, this is what's exciting, right? Although I'm slightly frustrated because. They were telling me that last year, they get, because what happens is the readers of the magazine, they vote for who they think is number one most eligible bachelor, right? Last year, the prize was a 2-week trip in the Bahamas, okay? This year, I'm rather annoyed, because all I'm going to win is a moped. That's the prize this year, a moped.
Whoa, backtrack.
What?
Sorry? Last year was a 2-week trip to Bahamas, and this year
just a moped. All I'm going to get is a moped.
All you're going to win is a moped.
Yeah, I'm
you're
so.
You've got no chance. Who else is in it?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Lots of people you've never heard of. There was, I know, Duncan from Blue.
Ding. So you're second to him at least already. I imagine you're going to come behind the other 49.
Because there'll be people voting for me. They get to vote for me.
Yeah, Steve.
They'll see my photo and then they can vote for me.
Yeah, according to Heat, I was 22nd most sexy man in the world.
I better take that helmet back.
I would.
AC/DC. Brilliant. You shook me all night long on XFM 104.9. Well, this show is a rockin'.
It is. It is.
Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
Quick query for you. This is from Jay. He's got a problem here. He says, my parents won't let me ditch my studies. He's currently reading modern languages at London University.
Sure.
He wants to follow his dream, but his parents won't let him, of being a dancer. Carl. Worse than that, he says that they're trying to arrange a marriage to a bunch of minging daughters of people they know from good families. He doesn't know what to do, so he's got the arranged marriage coming along, and he's also got, you know, he basically wants to, you know, wants to be a dancer. His parents are forcing him into something more practical.
Well, the first thing, right, I don't think
live your dreams?
The arranged marriage thing is such a bad idea.
Okay.
Because I think too many people go on looks.
Right.
And then you soon get bored of that, mm-hmm. and you find out the person who you're knocking about with. It's actually not your type.
Right.
Why don't you arrange marriages for people?
Well, I'm just saying, right, so I'd say, Jay, go along with that. I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
I mean, if they're really ugly, then, you know, don't go along with it. But if they're half bad,
yeah.
put up with it. That's sure. right. The dancing.
Brilliant.
Right.
That's that solved.
Brilliant.
I wanted to be a dancer. After I did the boxing, right, I joined, joined a dancing thing just near, Man United's ground, right, called Twiggies. went along, I wanted to learn some moves.
And how old were you?
Well, it was when Michael Jackson was, like, pretty big, so about 83, 84, 85, oh, something yeah. like that, around there. Wanted to do it. When I went, it was shut, and it had become like a warehouse for toilet rolls. So in a way, I wonder what would have happened.
Sorry, sorry, how is that an anecdote about you going through dancing? Well, you've told me before, you did boxing for a while, you did dancing for a while. You had two fights in the boxing, you didn't even get in the that's not an imagine if that was a film! This is not a boy's dream of becoming a dancer. Oh, it's shut. Next on. I mean, how is that a story?
Yeah, that was Billy Elliot. Do you think it would have won quite as many awards?
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. Footloose, all right?
yeah.
I'm fed up they banned it. Let's go. Oh, it's shut. Flash dance. First, there was... it's a warehouse. Never mind. You.
I'm just saying, you know, you'll find something else. I think I got a go-kart after that. I bought a motorised go-kart and kept myself busy with that. So... There's always all those
just
things.
Think, Alan Bennett has to sit down and really sweat over his stories.
Yeah. yeah.
He just opens his mouth.
You are a living Alan Bennett character.
So that's
that's solved. Well, Jay, don't worry about that. There's no emotional problems I can foresee if you follow that advice.
So the advice there is do an arranged marriage.
If she's not
ugly. Minging,
yeah.
she's not completely minging.
Yeah.
And don't worry about dancing. Get a go kart. Cheers.
Great.
XFM 104.9, we're not here. This next clip is one of my favourite clips. Look, it needs no introduction, here it is.
What should we do next? What should we do next?
It's too much.
Do we need them out of the way?
Do we need them out of the way?
Yeah, just,
let's explain it again.
If you're new, I'm sort of on a bit of a mission to find out, you know, we've got a lot of animals and insects in the world and stuff.
Yeah.
Do we need them all?
It still amuses me.
So we've found out we've got to keep jellyfish. We've done octopus. Yeah. Said we've got to keep them. This week, snails.
Do we need them?
Just doing some research,
uh-huh.
right? I'm sort of working my way through different creatures and insects and stuff that's on the planet.
Yeah.
Right? And finding out if we need them or not. Right?
Yeah.
Do you know much about snails?
Sea snails?
Well, yeah.
So snails in general. Don't know much about snails, land snails. Know a bit about sea snails, like whelks, top shells, that sort of thing.
Would you say they're important?
What sort of sense do you mean by important?
Say if we had to sort of get rid of some animals and insects and that, because we're running out of room.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'll tell you what I know about some snails. I don't know if this applies to sea snails as well. I mean, I called you today because a lot of other places are shut.
Yeah.
Right? So, I know they like to eat stamps, apparently. They glue on stamps. They love it. Right?
Right.
Apparently a lot of letters and stuff aren't getting to where they're meant to be getting because snails are crawling into letterboxes and eating the stamps. That obviously doesn't apply to the sea ones, but that's a problem they're causing. Were you aware of that?
No, I didn't know that.
But you're glad you answered the phone today. Right, they love beer.
Beer, yeah, who doesn't?
And also, I don't know if this is right, but I heard that they sleep for 13 years, or can do.
Right, I wouldn't know if they can sleep for 13 years or not, though. I mean, sea snails are pretty important, yeah, they do quite a good job in the sea, they graze on algae, and they provide food for other animals. I mean, you can say that about any fish, you know. Oh, any animal, why do they exist?
Would you be upset if, you know, someone said, we're getting rid of them?
Oh, yeah.
You would be?
They're an animal, you know, I wouldn't...
Forget being, like, favouritism and all that I get for them, right? There'll be other things knocking around you can sort of spend your time looking after. You'll still have a job, don't be worrying about that, because I'm not going to get rid of all the fish. Jellyfish need looking after, so you're safe.
Yeah.
But do we need them? Come on, there's loads of people saying, come on. We've got to move on through the animals, and you're holding them up saying, well, I want to keep them.
Well, who's saying we need to... That just sounds a bit crazy to me.
Just imagine. Do you know what I mean? And they would come to you because you're working in an aquarium, so they'd be asking for your advice.
Right.
And you're slowing it down.
Well, they asked for my advice, and I'm giving it to them, so, you know, that's what I think, anyway.
Yeah, but snails, you know, I mean, like I say, they drink beer and that, you know. What do they do apart from... some food for a whelk.
They were around. Their descendants around a lot longer than we have been.
Yeah, they've been around a long time. But what have they done?
Well, they survived that long, so they must be doing something pretty good.
Well, apparently they sleep for 13 years. So really, even though they've been around for ages,
I think that sounds a bit. But they only sleep for 13 years.
Not all of them. Just the tired ones. So snails. Do we need them?
Well, yeah, I just think they've got it's not for us to say, do we need them or not, we can't.
So you think we should keep them?
Yeah, definitely.
Carl, I'm proud of you. That was
getting really quite annoying.
I know. What did he think he was doing? I don't know what you tell these people. I mean, you don't get their permission to play this out, do you? You just don't tell
them. The thing is, right, I sort of told him what it was about, but we won't say who he is or where he works, because it doesn't matter. I just needed to speak to someone who knows.
I know the fact that you were trying to get an answer out of him by suggesting that he would be safe, because he could look after jellyfish if he gave the okay to destroy snails.
He was getting livid, you can tell.
Oh, God. Brilliant. So they've been around a long time, but what have they done?
Right, last week when I did Do We Need Them, do you know when I called up one of the museums, in a science museum?
Yeah, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I wanted to tell you before when the song was on, but you're so busy listening to it.
Yeah, was I so busy listening to a song I was playing?
Yeah, but we're doing a radio show, aren't
we? All right, what's your point?
Well, I just wanted to say, she emailed in to say I got her name wrong, so I'm just apologising for that.
What did you just call her?
I think I called her Jessica.
What was her name?
I don't know, I've got it on email somewhere.
Well, this is not an apology!
I'm just saying,
it wrong again!
You've not even said her real name! How is that an apology?
Well, I remember, I read the email, so,
who are you apologising to?
I think her name's Jackie, I think.
Oh, you've got it wrong again, haven't you?
Well, anyway, and she just said if you want to see dinosaurs and that, go to the museum.
You were complaining about that as well, weren't you? You went to a museum and there was too many dinosaurs. He said you just need four.
No, well, Steve, have you been to the one in Knightsbridge?
I think
this
so.
This one that I called up, right? It's nice. You go in, you get a good collection of stuff. You walk in, there's three or four dinosaurs. You've had enough, right? I went into New York, right? Went to the museum there, hundreds of them. You can't move for dinosaurs.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're responsible for them being extinct. There's loads of them. So all I'm saying is, if you want to see a dinosaur, go to the one near Knightsbridge. They've got a nice selection, some old vases and stuff. It's worth going. So
that was great, Carl. Play a record. Well done.
Bit of Amy Mann.
Oh, I'm obsessed with this song, Red Vines. It's brilliant.
XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais Show with Steve Merchant. Hello there.
Yep.
And we're not here this week. We're off jetting around the world, so we've pre-recorded these links. The time is currently somewhere between 1 and 3 o'clock.
So a time check there from Steve Merchant.
No problem.
Yeah, and what about this weather? Isn't it warm, stroke, edit that, Carl, cold, okay, whichever one.
Mm. I'm pleased to see that the congestion charge has had some considerable effect. Had no effect.
So just, yeah. Oh, wasn't that great on telly last night, the film? Yeah.
I particularly enjoyed last night's EastEnders, Coronation Street, Brookside.
Okay.
Yeah. But
XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Tell us about this monkey, Carl.
You're gonna love this one, Steve, right? Yeah, so last week we were talking about how, like, a lad left his family because there was problems at home and that. He went and lived in the wood, he got airy, right?
No! Leave it there, Rick, we haven't got time to go into
right,
it.
Right, so...
That's what happened.
And that's what happened, he lived with the monkeys, he went airy.
That's anyway, what that's what happened.
Looked into, some other stuff about, like, airy kids and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Came across this story about a bloke, right, who worked in a zoo.
Oh dear.
Right, so,
trouble's brewing.
Loving his job and that, but it's quite a lonely sort of job because you don't see many people, you're just dealing with animals all the time, right? Mm. So, anyway, well, he gets a bit pally with a monkey because it's the closest thing to a human.
Well, that he pays.
Right.
Yeah, but you can't really go that close to apes.
Well, what do you mean? What type was it? What, do you
just
mean it
let
was
him tell the story.
Was it a chimpanzee?
I reckon it was a chimp. Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know. So
it was a chimp. It was
okay.
A chimp. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Does
so
it?
He gets pally with him,
right? So he gets pally with
him.
Did
they go on holiday together?
Well, no. I mean, it starts
on
off.
The pool together.
Starts off just checking each other out, and you know, probably sharing lunch and that together.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, this goes on for a while. Is you know, they're getting on well on that, and then after a while, right, the monkey starts sort of imitating him a bit more and sort of walking upright.
Oh. God.
Yeah.
Right? So he thinks, oh, that's a bit weird. Anyway, they get on really better and what have you. So he thinks, he could live at home with me, this.
Yeah.
Because we're getting on the storm.
Yeah.
Right? So he texts him home, and before
is
you
this
know
the beginning of Beneath the Planet of the Apes? I think it is. I think you've seen this on video.
Well, I'm worried, because he's already imitating him and they're moving in together. I'm thinking it's maybe a bit like Single White Female. Single White Zookeeper.
Oh, brilliant.
Right? So anyway. So it's moving in, and it's getting used to sort of the normal human life. It's having a cup of tea in the morning.
Yeah, PG tips.
As a as a it finishes the day off with a with a
oh dear.
finishes the day off with what?
He doesn't move a piano at one point, does he?
He finishes the day off with a little brandy.
Yeah,
he pours himself. Is he wearing a smoking jacket?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Carl, you're
listen,
a maniac.
Listen,
mate.
No, this is why it attracted me. It's amazing, right?
Right.
So he's having his brandy and that, loving his life. next thing you know, he sort of I don't know if he loses it or he gets shaved, but the top half of his body is
hairless.
Right, apart from his head. Right, so,
right.
He's got a nice
so it's the opposite of the kid.
No,
yeah,
this is what
but
I'm
that, that would happen.
Right.
Well, hang on, but so you don't know if
you don't
shaved
even know.
Or if it's
how
correct.
Did it say? Then the I'll hairless.
Bring,
what?
I'll bring it in for you the story, and then you
right,
can
well,
see if I've gone wrong.
Keep going, keep
so
going.
Anyway, so
wow.
So this is going on, and he's having a great life. Then the zookeeper starts getting a bit annoyed because he's having a better life than the zookeeper. The zookeeper's in the
this
zoo.
This is such rubbish.
So the zookeeper's still got to do a day's work. The monkey's at home, he's partying,
well,
he's got his other chipmates
around. Well,
it gets
to a point when he says there's no point you coming in to the zoo, because the whole reason of you being there was because you're being kept there.
Right.
And he didn't want to bring the memories back, so he said, you stay at home. So
you are just, you're talking such-
Just let him finish.
God, I don't know if I can sit here and listen to this drivel.
Let me- I'm fascinated.
It's nearly over
amazing.
Anyway, right?
It sounds extraordinary, Carl.
So, he's walking upright, he's having a tea in the morning, finishing the day off with brandy. gets a bit out of hand, only tries it on with the zookeeper's wife.
Make him go away, Steve.
How does he do that?
Well, because he's around humans a lot, he becomes a bit of a charmer. And,
but what is it that he could do to seduce her? Pick fleas out of her?
He didn't say.
He's built. He was built.
Yeah, he was well hung.
So what about that?
Wait, what do you mean, what about it, Carl?
It's obviously not true.
I don't understand how the
I
monkey-
love that he becomes a charmer. He's got better taste in brandy.
Exactly.
And he- ah, oh, that
what
is-
What was it that he was doing that seduced her?
I don't know, I maybe because he was at home more than the zookeeper was.
But what would he be doing,
I love the fact that-
He's not gonna be talking with her, they're not gonna be playing, like, Trivia Pursuit.
Maybe she liked the silent type. I don't- it didn't go into that, it just said it, that's when the trouble started.
Carl, play a record.
Right.
is that what Suzanne did when she brought you in? Talking to the sun.
Oasis and Songbird. It's a nice little ditty.
It's alright, yeah.
Of a Saturday.
Yes, thank you.
XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. I think we should go straight into it, Carl. I think you should, we should, do the competition, there's Carl in the corner.
It seems a little premature,
do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you reckon we save it? It's so good, we should tease it out of them.
Well, it's a big thing.
It's just that I've got absolutely nothing to say, I've-
Sure.
I haven't really-
Well, I mean, like, often I know you'll have spoken to Carl in the week. This week, for some reason, I've been speaking to him.
Oh, right.
I spoke briefly to him about Michael Jackson and the documentary.
Yeah.
Now, of course, that, I thought that was extraordinary.
Amazing.
And,
amazing
I asked Carl's
piece
opinion.
Of work. Yeah.
And he didn't mention to me, the fact that Michael Jackson likes to climb up in trees.
No.
He didn't mention anything about his bizarre relationship with children. He didn't mention anything about his obsessive billionaire spending sprees.
Right.
He didn't mention anything about the, mannequins he has in his thing or the fact that he drives around his sort of 7 hotel suites in Las Vegas in a little kind of old people's scooter. The only thing that of note for Carl was he said to me, did you notice how big his hands are?
I'll tell you what though, I did.
What? How are you looking at- the man's got like a face that he's had reconstructed. Well, I can't
I
see him say that, it's libelous.
Yeah, no,
but,
no he hasn't.
He's got
he's had two
face.
Nose jobs. Yeah.
And you're looking at his hands.
But I think it's because you look at him and he looks a bit like- there's a bit of androgyny there, but it's sort of like a- it is quite a petite sort of old lady's face in a way, but then you see these labourer's hands come out. That's always the way with a tranny, isn't it? You know what I mean?
What, you can't accuse him of being a tranny?
No, he's not. No, I'm, no, he's not
what
a tranny.
What are you saying?
No, I know,
he's got enough issues, now you're accusing him of being a tranny.
I like him. I thought he came out that brilliant. I thought it was really, I really felt sorry for him. No, I think he cleared up a few things, as far as I'm concerned. I thought it was a fascinating piece of work, but, I did like the shopping spree. That was great.
Extraordinary. Because
just
got
going around,
just
pointing. I know it was bad taste, wasn't it? It was like one of those bizarre shops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, there's anything, sort of a gift shop, but they're trying to make it look like Min.
But if
it,
yeah, I mean,
and
if
it's sprayed gold.
If he'd been living in a trailer park, he'd have been ordering, you know, one of those porcelain dolls dressed like a Harley Davidson
bike rider,
or you know, an Elvis commemorative plate. It was the kind of billionaire equivalent of that.
But the hands were a giveaway. It's the same as those sort of transvestites.
Well, it's like you get. What was it about his hands?
Well, you know when you get like a cab driver or something, right? And he decides to turn transvestite about 60, and he goes on Kilroy. Do you know what I mean? It's that way. He got a twin set of pearls, and he goes, "I've never felt so comfortable." But his hands are still big. He's got a little wig, and he's got the lipstick on, and he's with his teenage kids who are going, "Kill me."
Do you think he's been having surgery on his hands to make them larger?
Bigger, yeah.
Is that why he was wearing that glove? You must be it.
Exactly. I think he wants to be a goalkeeper.
Right.
And they said, well, you can't, Michael, you've got a big hand.
It would help him climb the trees.
It's right, yeah, yeah. And he can play tennis now without a racket.
Yeah. So what did you make of it, Carl? Were you intrigued?
The Michael Jackson thing.
Oh.
It's, you know, it was alright. But, like, that got a load of attention in the press. But the Trisha programme got nothing.
Okay.
Which, I know, like, well, Steve called me up in the week, right? Like, 10 o'clock in the morning, I was at work. And he goes,
I think so at 10 o'clock. I should think
preparing this show.
Most people go to work about 8 or 9.
Are you watching Trisha and that? I said, no, what is it? He goes, oh, you'll be loving it, right?
Freaks, was it, Help Me, My Mum's a Freak?
Siamese Twins.
Right. Right.
So I couldn't watch it, but he said, oh, it might be on again, because they repeat stuff on ITV2.
Right.
So I had my dinner late. Right, instead of having it at like 1 o'clock like I normally do,
yeah.
I had it at like 2:30.
Yeah.
Sat in the office, put the telly on, ITV2. These Siamese twins.
Did it blow your mind?
It was amazing. You know, we talk about a lot of things on the show quite a lot. The Airy Kids crop up a lot.
I was waiting. It's been 10 minutes and you haven't mentioned the Airy Kid.
Right. And last week we were talking about Siamese twins, weren't we? So it was weird that this programme was on, but it was amazing. I mean, what
I think you
think?
Can't refer to them as Siamese twins. I think they're known as conjoined twins.
Why?
I think Siamese is maybe considered derogatory or as an old antiquated phrase.
Yeah, I think it's because the first famous ones were actually from Siam.
Right, right.
But anyway. And that doesn't exist anymore.
No, but it's so conjoined, Carl.
Yeah.
Get the phrase right.
But you'd think that if that's happened to you, that wouldn't be that sort of offensive. The names that you must get called.
Right. You think that's the least
Siamese
of your
twins, I'd say, well, that's, yeah.
Now, were you stunned by where they were connected?
Just live with it, we'd say. Right.
Because they were connected, of course, at the forehead.
Oh.
Sort of, which was quite extraordinary.
Well, I there was one set of Siamese twins, one had a job and the other one didn't.
That's ludicrous.
Yeah. The other one was unemployed, the other one had a job. She had to go to work, she had to get up at 6 o'clock on her day
off. I'm supporting you, literally.
Yeah.
Then they get done off the social for sort of...
Yeah, because the other one was signing on. That wasn't a question that Trisha asked. Annoyingly, because I know that much of the audience was thinking that.
There was a few things that didn't crop up.
What questions would you have asked of them? Because what things did you feel weren't mentioned?
I'd love to just watch Carl watching amazing things.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's like early learning.
Mouth slightly open.
Yeah, mouth slight open, slight dribble. Looking round to see if anyone else has seen it. You know, I hate that. Like when a cat sees a bird land on the balcony.
Exactly.
Yeah. It can't believe its luck.
I'd probably say, how do you buy a birthday present?
A surprise gift, yeah.
Because everything's ruined.
Sure.
Right? I'd probably ask,
Yeah.
Well, did you not think it was interesting that one of them had a boyfriend?
Well, that was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
But, what was the other thing that I was thinking when I was watching it? Was thinking if one got into crime and that was sent to prison...
Right.
What would happen? How would you handle that?
It's brilliant! It is brilliant! If a chimp could talk!
And, what was the other one? The other thing was, what did he talk about? Because it's not as if you can say, oh... Well, guess what I did today. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So...
Got this. In...
Well, if you've just tuned in, it's XFM 104.9, you've got that bit right. Ricky Gervais Show, with me, Stephen Merchant.
Hello there.
Carl is actually in a little booth. We're not in the studio, you see. This is pre-recorded. We recorded this last week, because we're away. And it's sort of like the best of the last 3 weeks, since last time we were away, when we put out the best of. Me and Carl went out, right? With me and Jane, Carl and Johnny, and Gigi, wasn't it?
Gigi?
Is it important to
No.
Okay.
But we're walking down the street. Carl was there, though, and he can back me up on this. We had a curry. We're walking back. And, this little funny homeless fella, didn't he? Mm. I've got to tell it before I go, didn't he?
Yes.
he came up to me, right? And he recognised it. And he came up to me and he went, oh! He said, I've just nicked one of your DVDs from HMV. And he shook my hand. He was so happy with it. And I went, right, excellent. He went, all I do is I just swing the bag over the top. Like that, when I'm going out. And he had a bag full of DVDs, didn't he? And he was so pleased to tell me that he'd stolen. Isn't that great?
He said they're going like hotcakes.
Yeah, he said they're going like, of course they are!
Yeah, you're nicking them.
Yeah. I know, we get paid for them though, don't we?
So not the stolen ones.
Don't we?
No. What do you mean? Did you sign them for him? No, you idiot. What, so, he just nicked five?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And you say he was homeless, was he?
Well, I don't know, maybe.
No.
Surely, how would he have seen the show? He'd just walked past Curry's one morning.
Dixon's. Yeah, that's any idea.
Seen a trailer for it, thought, interesting.
I don't know if he was homeless. I didn't go into his home life.
He shook his hand, though, and...
But he made Carl look smart, do you know what I mean? How does he sell them? Where does he sell them? Does he go up to people and go, do you want an office DVD? They're not nicked.
Yeah.
£4.
Yeah, exactly. Are they stolen? No.
No. They've still got the tags on them.
Well, yeah. It's like those people who, those cab drivers that you'll meet at sort of 3 in the morning who've just got a car.
Yeah.
And just went out with a car.
Yeah.
And just, I'll pick people up and charge them.
Yeah.
I got in one once, I said to him, a guy just pulled up, I said, he said, I was in like, East London, going back to, North London. I said, yeah, going to, Swiss Cottage. He went, sure, hop in. We set off. He went, do you know the way? I said, well, not really, no. I thought you'd know the way. You're in a cabbie, aren't you? He went, no, don't really know the way there. I said, have you got an A to Z? He went, no. I thought, well, if you're going to go out just on the, you know, just winging it as a cab driver,
yeah.
Two things, take a map and a torch. He didn't have either. He said, well, I'll probably get to Camden. I said, right, I'll direct you from there. Drove on for about 5 minutes, making conversation. About 5 minutes later, he went, do you know the way to Camden? I thought you knew the way to Camden. I don't really know the way. I thought I did.
Oh.
It was loot. I mean,
let me out.
You know,
four
yeah,
quid.
Exactly. And that's, I don't know who's got that sort of time on their hands, that they just think, it's 3 in the morning, I'm at a loose end.
Mm.
I think I'll go out doing a bit of cabbing.
Wow.
Yeah. Because your dad was a cabbie, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, yeah. Couldn't stand it, but it's good money.
He was a he wasn't like a chancer, though.
What was he doing when he put that little Forrest Gump in a weedy bin?
That was part of the cab company thing. They had to do like a charity event once a year, and he did it 1 year. Never asked him again.
Tell us the story again.
I'd rather not, because we got a few sort of complaints about it.
Why? Why did you get complaints about it?
Because it's because he put a kid in a bin, and it's not the thing to do. So,
but we could use it as a sort of sobering lesson for people.
Yeah, tell it like a you know, don't yeah. You shouldn't do it.
Nah, yeah, but that's how I did it last time. But people still didn't like it. All the stuff I tell you, we don't take the mickey out of people on purpose.
No.
It's real life, innit? And that goes on in life.
Yeah.
My dad was saying that in hospital, though. Do you know how he was in hospital?
Yeah.
You know, he did some jokes about old people and that. And he said, at the end of the day, if something makes you laugh, it's funny.
Mm.
And if it makes you laugh, you can't help laughing, can you? Do you know what I mean? So, what are you meant to do? And laughing's good for you.
Yeah.
So,
being laughed at isn't as good for you, is it?
No, but there's probably more people laughing at one person, so if you balance it out, there's only one person who's upset and there's a bunch of people laughing. So, it's
that's genius! Give me an example of that, give me an example.
Well, for instance, Carl Pilkington as he talks and the people listening.
yeah, no, give me a little example of, like, so, you know.
I can't, because again, that's what I'm saying, I can't tell you the story, because there might be someone out there who, this person might even be listening and think, I forgot about that and you brought it all back to me.
Yeah.
So I'd prefer to leave it, but I think people know.
Why did he put him in the bin in the first place?
Because he was getting out of hand.
What was he doing though?
You see, I can't explain.
You can. That'd be silly.
I prefer to leave it, honestly.
What was he doing? Was he annoying him?
He was annoying my dad and the other people in the cab.
Right.
And he thought, how can I deal with this before it gets too out of hand?
Yeah.
He pulled over and put the lad in a wheelie bin.
I'm gonna burst.
So we'll leave that.